join me, Christine Weinbrenner-Eirich, for soulful conversations with my community of travelers, exploring the heart, the mind, and the globe. We might all agree that we are missing travel right now. These conversations highlight what tourism really means for the world. Soul of Travel honors the passion and dedication of the people making a positive impact in tourism. In each episode, you'll hear the story of industry professionals and seasoned travelers who know travel is more than a vacation. It is an opportunity for personal awareness, and it is a vehicle for change. We are thought leaders, action takers, and heart-centered change makers. This is the soul of travel. Jamie Savage is a family travel writer who focuses on outdoor adventures and ecotourism. Her blog, Adventure Awaits, caters to parents aged 28 to 48 who like to take their family on outdoor recreational pursuits and trips. Jamie is based in Canada, and during the school year, she typically spends her time exploring the Pacific Northwest, roaming between southern BC and northern Washington. And every summer, she heads off for a huge road trip with her family. In our conversation, Jamie and I talk about family travel, why it is important to her and her family, and why we love traveling with our kids and encouraging others to explore with their families. We also talk about the idea of taking a soulbatical, and I love this concept. And we also explore what you might experience if you're taking a micro-adventure. We also talk about the Transformational Travel Designer program we both took with the Transformational Travel Council and how she wants to bring this into her work moving forward. Join me now for my soulful conversation with Jamie Savage. Good morning. Welcome to Soul of Travel. I'm excited today to be sitting down with Jamie Savage, and she is the Chief Adventurer of Adventure Awaits, which has to be the best job title that can exist. So I'm really excited to sit down and talk to you about what that means and the work that you do, especially related to traveling with families, which is obviously is your passion, and we're going to talk about that, as well as bringing in focuses on sustainability, responsible travel, transformational travel, and really creating the opportunities for education related to travel and impact related to travel, which are all my very favorite components of travel. So I can't wait to dive in. I'm going to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself, give us a little bit of your background with Adventure Awaits, and then we'll go from there on all of these other exciting topics.
My name is Jamie Savage with Adventure Awaits, and Adventure Awaits started in 2014 after I was getting a lot of questions from fellow moms who were like, how do you do that with your kids? And so my kids were about 18 months and 3 years old, 4 years old when we started. And I was doing hiking and biking and snowboarding and all the things I would normally do. But people were like, how do you do that? What do you pack in your bag? How do you carry your kids? And like all these questions. And so I started putting together some blogs to share with other parents on how to get outside and explore. And a lot of it was neighborhood based, right? Adventures weren't these grand escapades across the globe. They were really local in our own neighborhood with just littles, you know, either it was before morning nap or after morning nap. And we exploded, you know, people wanted it. People wanted to learn how to get outside with their kids. They wanted to learn about safety. They wanted to know where to go. And so, since our little backyard adventures that were, you know, under 200 meters away from our house, we took a month off when we went and traveled to Australia. I've gone to Nunavut, and, you know, all around my office are pictures from all around the world that we've done. And so mostly we focus on Canadian and Canadiana and Canadian content, and especially we'll be doing that in post-pandemic, but we definitely have an international flair as well and look forward to continuing to travel internationally when the borders open.
Yeah. I love looking at the content that you provide, even though a lot of it is based in Canada, there's so much that's relevant, especially to parents traveling anywhere, because of the like tips and,
educational components. So I think it has a great reach. And then also I have lived in Northern Montana and Northern Washington. So I've traveled a lot to Canada. So it actually is really helpful if you're looking at it from that perspective as well. So
And it's also for us as Canadian parents to realize that one, we have an amazing country that people from all around the world want to come to. And so I want to spend most of my time promoting my own country because it is such a, global like treasure. But I also want to, showcase it to other people to welcome them to come here as well. So it's kind of balancing both.
Yeah. Some of the most beautiful places that I've been lucky to travel to have been in that area, like I said, just kind of along the border between Montana and Washington. And I haven't even been to the East Coast of Canada, which is like a whole nother planet country compared. So I can't wait to be able to explore that side.
We spent Canada's 150th anniversary celebrating the East Coast, and all on the East Coast, like the birthplace of Canada. And on Canada's 150th, I actually was at the Fortress of Louisbourg, and I actually got to set off a cannon, the first cannon of the year, to celebrate Canada's 150th. So the East Coast has a super special place in our heart, and it is truly somewhere you have to go.
Excellent. That's such a cool opportunity.
I felt very privileged.
Yeah. I mean, not most people get to say that they fired a cannon anywhere, let alone at such a unique event.
Well, actually, it's a cool program with Parks Canada. Anybody can go and do it. And that's what's neat about some of the Parks Canada experiences. Yeah. If you just go there and find out, you just have to, like, we had our time booked for us, but when you go, they fire off a cannon every hour on the hour. And you just, I think you pay a nominal fee and then you get to go and you could do cannons, you could do guns, you could do archery, you could do all these kind of hands-on historical integrations, with what used to happen into now. So super cool experiences. I highly recommend it.
My daughters would think that would be amazing. They would really.
It's so cool. And every one of our national parks has these Parks Explorer programs and their hands-on booklets and activities and events. So it's very much an interactive educational experience in connecting with the land, the culture, and the people in terms of each park. So you're not too far from some of our national parks, and some of the programs even in like Waterton Lakes National Park are phenomenal. So I totally recommend it.
Excellent. Well, thank you. I mean, I'm already learning about what, when I can go to Canada again, what I can do.
We will welcome you as soon as you can.
I know that we met through the Transformational Travel Council, and that is an area of focus that we really have a lot of interest in. And I know you're really starting to focus your energy in that direction. So I'd love to just start there and talk about kind of the idea of bringing more impact into travel. So that encompasses not only the transformational travel elements, but we were mentioning responsible tourism, sustainable tourism. And then also there's a new, I don't know if you want to say trend or awareness or discussions around
regenerative.
Every time I'm going to come up with a new thing that I call it. Yes. And so I would like to talk about maybe how those all play a part in shaping your conversations and connection to travel and tourism.
Mm-hmm. So I live by the motto, we don't inherit the earth from our ancestors, we borrow it from our children. And that really was the foundation for Adventure Awaits in terms of the type of modeling that we wanted to show. We're here to tread lightly, to leave nothing but footprints, take nothing but photos. And so the awareness now that is happening and has been happening around ecotourism is also transforming into these transformational experiences. And this is where the trend of regenerative travel, right, is coming out. And I'm so excited to be a part of it, because when travel and when our whole industry came to a screeching halt, we actually had to measure the deep impacts of travel. And unfortunately, a lot of our DMOs were looking at the ugly side of travel going, hang on here. And so those leaders are going, hang on here, we can do better. And we can do better by creating regenerative travel opportunities in our communities. And for those that are listening that don't know what we're talking about in terms of regenerative, we're talking about tourism that not only provides a positive impact, but an extra positive impact in terms of, rebuilding, environmental impact, carbon negative, adventures, cultural integrations, hiring, that type of thing. So it's not sustainable. It's even better than sustainable because it actually leaves the communities that you tour and travel in a better place because you have been there, mm-hmm. not just sustaining that opportunity for new people. Mm-hmm. So as a leader in this space, and especially when we're looking at family travel, I think not only is it my dream, but it's also my responsibility to teach our next generation how to travel responsibly. And so for me, that's ecotourism, because that provides deep connections with Mother Earth. And then that's regenerative travel, knowing that our travel and all our travel dollars, time and experiences can have positive impacts on the communities that we visit. And if it doesn't, then we need to reevaluate our experiences or find a way to make that positive impact.
Mm-hmm. I love the idea of teaching it to the next generation, which is instinctive when we travel with our children, but really so important in creating that dialogue with that generation. I've seen it with my kids where, you know, I just talk about travel the way I travel. So it includes all of that content, probably the same as you. But now we're actually getting ready to plan a 1-year trip around the world, me and my 3 girls. And we've been planning it for like 5 years. We have a huge notebook of all the places we want to go and what we want to do there. But then
amazing,
they've started amazing. Adding. Thank you. I can't wait, especially.
It's going to be phenomenal.
But we started adding, especially my oldest daughter is 10. She's like, we really need to be bringing in what we're going to be doing along the way. Like, what impact are we having? And this is totally her talking. She's like, what kids groups can we find? What women's groups can we find? How can we connect? She's like, I want to write a blog and tell their stories when I meet them. Like, she's totally already in the right, like this entrepreneurial travel mindset, but it's not a foreign concept to her. Like, she just is saying, like, how can we travel more consciously? What is our impact going to be? And how can we use our travel experience for the better of the world? And so I think this idea of bringing that to light in conversations, I think as parents, sometimes we think our children aren't able to access that, or it's not important to them, or it's too much for them to process. And, you know, let's just keep it simple. But I think they're actually going to grab onto it faster than we are, because they just see the world in that way. And they really are connected to that idea of, especially after going through this pandemic, of the connection, the global connection of people, our connection to the planet. I mean, my kids have even said, like, did we have to have this pandemic because Mother Earth was sick? And I'm just like, oh, I'm so excited that their brains think that way.
It's our job as parents to step it up, right? Because it's not their lack of capacity. It's our own habits on the way we were trained to travel, or the way the industry trained us to travel. And now I'm excited to see so many leaders coming forward and going, actually, there is a better way. And some of the comparisons I lead, because I think sometimes it's really overwhelming for parents to go, what is transformational travel? And I'll just go to Mexico and lay on the beach. And I think it's almost like recycling. Once we knew what recycling was, we could never go back. Everyone, you know, most people feel ethically, morally bad throwing a pop can in the garbage. Like, you just can't do it because you now know better. Well, we now know better in travel, and it's our job as parents to facilitate that. And, you know, it's so amazing that your daughter is so inspired and going to take it to a whole other level. And other parents are like, my daughter won't do that. And that's fine. But we now know that, you know, we can expose our children to other youth that are interested in facilitating that. We can share that knowledge. And this is where social media and stuff, there's the benefits of social and who you let your children, you know, be exposed to. But we know better. So now we have to do better, and we have to step it up for the next generation.
I think, and you already talked about this, but this, the pause in tourism, the halt that had to happen because of the pandemic, really has given us this opportunity. I mean, one, we could, as the early days of this started, we could literally see like the environmental impact of not traveling. Like, as we started to see, you know, clean water and clean air in places that haven't had that in you know, decades. And I remember seeing a picture of the Taj Mahal when you could actually see like the areas around it. And it was breathtaking and heartbreaking in the same.
Oh, punch in the stomach. Yeah. Like, just like, oh my God. And my own, you know, prior to the pandemic shutdown, I had been on 11 flights in 4 weeks or 3 weeks. I literally was back to back. No, probably more even. And I was like, oh, I contributed to that. Mm-hmm. I got to own that. Right. Mm-hmm. So as we look at our next travels, it's carbon neutrals, it's other ways of traveling less, traveling more in Canada. When we arrive, how do we travel more environmentally? Like, all those conversations are now not, we can't go back. So now how do we go forward?
Right. And I think it's just, the innovators have come out of the woodwork, because I know, and I think much like you, the community of travel that we have been operating in has been thinking this way for a long time, but we just kind of haven't had the microphone. And now everybody's looking to these people who have for 20 years, I've been talking about sustainable tourism and like, how do we bring this to the front of discussions? And now everybody's like, where are all those people that have been talking about sustainable tourism? Like, we're ready.
And yep, the spotlight got sped up by about 10 years. Yeah. I think within the next 10 years, it was going to happen anyways. The clock just got sped up. And now all of a sudden, we get the spotlight. And what an amazing opportunity. And what a huge responsibility we now have.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And it's so exciting. Like, that I went from this moment of just like kind of loss and despair to like magnified optimism that this is what is going to be needed. And now people are open to receiving this guidance and this direction and this push.
Yep.
I would love for you to just talk about, maybe even just a little bit more about, what this looks like, or in terms of communicating, I guess, and educating an audience, because obviously you have a platform for creating education and awareness on more impactful travel. How do you see that information being spread out, or how do you see travelers accessing it? Because I think that was a part of the problem before, is people weren't even aware. Like, how, once people hear about this, how can they learn more? How can they engage more? And how can they start to put that into practice in their lives?
Yeah, I think number one, evaluate who you're following. And, you know, we now all are being more conscious in terms of who we're following and who we're allowing to be our mentors in those spaces. So even if you're following them on Instagram and you're engaging with their content, you know, question their credibility, question, you know, the things that they're saying. Like, are they only taking pictures for the sake of Instagram, or are there quality messages behind it? Are they ethically sourcing their images? You know, I was at a waterfall the other day, and there was three people, girls, that had climbed up and over the barrier, and they were, you know, taking their beautiful Instagram shots, and Jason and I are like, they're gonna fall. Like, if they fall right now, how are we going to save them? And it was like, you are doing such irresponsible things right now. So one, having that conversation with our kids in that moment. Two, providing a safe set of eyes. If something did happen, what were we going to do to help? And three, making sure that, you know, who am I looking to as my influences? There's a lot of information. There's a lot of great information out there. A quick Google search obviously can show you some of the influencers in the space, some of the books, some of the resources. And then for myself, it's really going slow, because it's a lot of new information for my followers to follow. I'm doing it with inspirational quotes that then you're going in behind and telling the story. I'm doing a lot of educational posts, and some of them are very big and philosophical based on the movement we're seeing in travel. And some of them are small how-to guides. So one I've got coming up this spring with hiking is that lots of people like to go and feed the birds, right? And that's a super fun experience for your kids to feed the birds. Oh, wow, and everything. But we're actually talking about the damage that is happening when we interfere with feeding of animals, right? And that is actually, you know, a negative impact of ecotourism, of putting people in these natural spaces where now animal and human interactions are happening. So how can we respect that environment? How can we educate my fellow parents not to let your kids feed the birds, and not to create that relationship, because they need to stay where they are, and that's actually best for them. So trying to, you know, break it down to some bits and pieces that we can actually implement today. as well as help them understand the shift that's happening in the marketplace and how they, when they're booking their next trip, can be more aware of some of those big purchasing points and decisions that they as a family can make.
Mm-hmm. I think I love the idea of thinking about who you're following, which I know you mentioned a couple of times, but I did this, you know, to really bring more knowledge into my space around diversifying travel marketing. Like, I really wanted to learn who were people of color, who were influencers, and what were their perspectives on travel. And so, you know, I just Googled the hashtags I wanted to follow, and now my feed reflects that.
Yep.
But I have definitely curated my space very intentionally for yes. what I want it to feel like. And so it wouldn't dawn on me that that's not however everyone else is showing.
No, there has to be an intentional decision made, right? It's just like we choose our friends and choose your top five people who influence us. Mm-hmm. The reality is those people on our social feeds get a lot of our brain space in a day, right?
Right.
And so I think that it's awesome that you've taken time to curate it. And, you know, we have to do that every 3 or 4 months as that algorithms change and the followers change. And if we don't engage in all those things, but I think it's really important.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So people could look up hashtags for responsible tourism and sustainable tourism and meaningful travel and transformational travel, and all of those things will start to bring that into light. And the other thing I think that is so incredible about people who are in that space of travel is they really are there educating. I'm doing that as well. Like, I'll put a quote that might catch someone's eye, and then my post is like a mini blog every time about, you know, what does this mean for you in your life as in terms of transformation, or what does this look like in terms of empowering women in communities where you're traveling around the world. And so it's like this sneaky education, but I know we're all doing it. So it would be a really quick way to really bring more awareness and impact to your travel if you just started following one or two people who are using those hashtags and who are having those focuses. I would also like to talk about, I would actually really just love to talk about how you started traveling with your family and what for your kids, like what do you think this has brought into their lives? Because I know as a new mom, I didn't travel a lot. And then I realized I wasn't in alignment with myself. Like, I was not showing them who I was because I love to travel. And I actually remember when I started my travel company, I sat down with my oldest daughter and I was like, okay, I'm thinking about doing this. I'm thinking about starting this company. And again, like, she's an old soul, so obviously this isn't a conversation everybody has, but I said, I'm worried that you're going to feel the impact of my attention being shifted in that direction. And she's like, Mom, I can see how excited you are about it, and I'm excited about it, and you shouldn't feel bad at all. And so I think we have sometimes that parental guilt about either one, traveling by ourselves, which is a whole thing, or two, like maybe taking our kids outside of their comfort zone or pushing them to, you know, hike something or ski something that might be difficult, or even just looking at it from the perspective of how do you fit all the stuff in the car to go on this adventure, which I know is where you started, was telling parents, you know, you can do this. Mm-hmm. But what have you seen in your children from actually creating this lifestyle for them and allowing them to join you on these experiences?
So, I mean, let's talk about what today is, and today's pink shirt day, right? And today's anti-bullying day. And as we know that bullying is a challenge that we faced as children, I was bullied as a child, you know, and our children see on the playground all the time. And so standing up to a bully is really hard. And getting out of your comfort zone and having those hard conversations, whether that's with a bully, with a teacher, with a peer, with your parents, with a friend, that's really hard. And travel allows us a lot of opportunities to get outside our comfort zone and push ourselves to that new limit. So if I can provide them travel spaces and pushing them out of their comfort zones as safely as my mother bear instincts can, and that can be river rafting, ice climbing, you know, zip lining, diving in, you know, the Great Barrier or Great Ocean or Great Barrier Reef. every single time they understand that it is scary to get outside your comfort zone, I learn new skills and I become a stronger, better person. And we've seen that actually flip over to them in the classroom where, you know, we've gotten feedback on certain situations where we've seen this confidence come out because they're learning those skills. And I won't get too much into it because it's their own personal lives. But as a parent, I definitely see the benefits. And in terms of all the logistics and the other pieces, you know, when you're out with other children who aren't as exposed, say, to the elements, to the weather, to having to carry their own packs, to dealing with adversity, you really see it. And that's where sometimes it's entertaining as a parent. My husband's like, oh yeah, our kids are kind of, and I'm like, you know, whining or something. And I'm like, they're being great. Mm-hmm. But then you bring another set of kids over, you know, we bring friends or something like that. My husband's like, oh, I don't realize how many skills my kids have until I see other children struggling with some of the things that my kids wouldn't even, you know, think about. Mm-hmm. And so travel forces, you know, adversity. Plans are changing, what you expected versus reality. The opportunity to sink into amazing, unexpected moments. Be grateful for what you have, grateful for the experiences you're having. So travel just is a phenomenal life lesson every trip. And yeah, I could talk about every element about it forever, but that's kind of where we see it, is mostly with, you know, the pink shirt, the comfort zone, pushing children out of their comfort zone and the benefits that we see that does.
Yeah. And I love you kind of already started bringing that idea of transformational travel into the conversation, where not only are you being in the moment, but you're reflecting on, you know, what is this experience offering you? And that's a conversation you can be having, maybe not in every moment, but like at the end of the day or the end of a trip, and you can reflect on, like, remember when we went rafting, remember how nervous you were to do that. And then remember what you felt like when we got done. And, you know, with kids, it's usually like, when do we get to go again? Once they've conquered a fear like that, like,
well, and they've definitely like got my adrenaline junkie, you know, vibe. So those adventures are super cool, super fun. They love those. Where I am challenged with my own family is on those not so exciting adventures. So we were invited to go forest bathing, and you know, they're like, but we want to be at the water park that's like right there, right? And that was a real big challenge for them. And so that's where we brought in the philosophy of the empty cup, which I'm sure you're familiar with, right? And so, you know, we talked about how we're going to go into every single experience that we have with an empty cup. And our job is to learn as much as we can and get as much out of this experience and fill our cup with as many things as we can. And so because I had set the stage for the empty cup mentality before the forest bathing, my family came pouring out of it, and they told me all the things that were in their cup, and how they still talk about forest bathing as one of their favorite activities. And we've done a lot of really cool activities, you know, by standard definition. And so whenever we're needing to evaluate things in our own lives, you know, such as being stuck at home in a pandemic and not able to see your friends or school or everything for a year, every day we can talk about, okay, what's going to be in our cup today? Well, we're going to clean a closet. Look how nice the closet looks. And we're grateful for that. So again, transformation, taking a transformational travel experience, applying it to our daily lives, focusing on a life filled with gratitude. That's the kind of life that we want to lead.
Yeah. I love that so much, because it is really applicable. And I've been thinking a lot about, in the absence of travel, like what travel gives us, and then how can we bring that into our daily life and make it more of a permanent practice, and not something that we just do as a moment or in a moment, because it's really easy to maybe be really driven to travel sustainably for 1 week, or to like be really mindful and traveling for, you know, a short amount of time, but then you feel that reward and we come home and we're so used to who we are in our daily life. But to think about what we got out of it and how we can bring it into practice. And this year has really, in a weird way, allowed us to do that as well, because if you are used to traveling, you're not having those experiences and you're still craving the feeling and the byproduct of the experience. And so it's been
well
to reflect on that.
Yeah. And I think that that's where micro adventures have really kind of come in for us, right? And the whole need of like, you actually don't have to go and have these massive 1 month off on the other side of the world experiences in order to still live an adventure filled life. And some people would see me out there like, don't you understand you're supposed to be at home? And I'm like, I'm in the middle of a forest, in the middle of nowhere. I haven't seen anybody. I won't see anybody. And this is actually prescribed to be a medical benefit to be outside recreating, exploring somewhere new with my family. My education is actually in recreation, and I spent years, you know, earning my diploma all about recreation and the benefits of recreation and recreating as a family. And our provincial health officer has mandated that, you know, they want to see you outside at least one hour a day. And so not only is it mandated, not only is it beneficial, but we still get to travel in our own communities. I mean, how many restaurants, how many parks, how many, you know, amazing little places have we not been to because we're so busy going somewhere else? Right. So you swing by that restaurant, you do the curbside pickup, you go and have a picnic in the park, you got the bikes in the back, you throw around a couple laps. Before you know it, you've gone out for 2 or 3 or 4 hours, you've explored your own community, you've supported your local economy, and the art of micro adventures, you know, it's kind of never been the same, right? So we're appreciating our own community and our own tourism and our own niche much better. You know, we call it Sunday fun days in our house because typically our micro adventures happen on Sundays. But I think that the expectation that travel has to be this big, grandiose standing in front of the Eiffel Tower and, you know, I'm going to post on Instagram, it's going to get all these likes. Like, that's not where this is. You know, this is not what transformational travel has to look like. It has to be intentional and purpose-filled. And that can be in my own forest backyard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love that so much. I've been talking with a lot of guests about that. And it's really like, even in your neighborhood, if you normally go to a coffee shop, like walking a different way, like going 2 blocks out of your way and then paying attention to what you see instead of just being like, I'm going to hurry up and go somewhere, you know, like you can have an adventure anywhere. And it was my kids the other day, they came in and they're like, where's my outdoor journal? And at the beginning of our like homeschooling, we were taking like 20 minutes every day and a notebook. And I was like, go out and draw what you see, or like write what you smell, how it makes you feel, like the temperature, anything, like just trying to get them to be outside more in a different way because they were in front of their screens doing online school. And then also, like, you know, bring in some creativity. And it had snowed and they're like, oh, it looks really different outside right now. Where's my journal? I want to go write about it. And I was like, yes, like,
yes,
you're having that moment right now, just in our backyard and like noticing the difference and wanting to be a part of it. And so I think that's a really exciting thing to come out of this time, is just being more present in our own communities, in our own lives, looking for those smaller adventures. Because yes, much like you, like when I would think of an adventure, it was this grandiose idea. And now, like, really making travel meaningful and possible for anyone, anywhere, which is also exciting because the limited access to those types of experiences was one thing that was really always a little bit frustrating to me about tourism. And when you think about it from this perspective, it becomes available to everyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I think that we've covered the transformational travel, regenerative, sustainable. Is there anything else that you want to make sure that you want to share?
Yeah. I think you and I just talked in the opening about talking about the concept of sabbaticals.
Yes.
And soul-baticals, right? And
yes.
And I just want to, anyone who's listening who needs to hear it, just give yourself a break, you know, bring down the expectation bar. We are all struggling. We are all on COVID burnout. Yes, we want to plan these amazing adventures. And I'm so, you know, excited to follow along on your trip around the world, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we all have to do that. And so I think we all need to just evaluate what's going on in our lives, what's fueling us, what is that thing that we want to look forward to, and then give ourselves the patience and the time to process everything that's happening. And then when it's time, then look towards planning those next adventures. But don't rush it. enjoy the process, enjoy this unique downtime that we will never have again, and just be gentle and patient with yourself as we kind of migrate through all of this together, because this is a marathon that none of us trained for. So we're all hurting, we're all struggling, and that's okay.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. And just saying that, because I think especially now at this moment in time, like where we're all kind of hitting this 1 year mark, I think it's starting to just really feel different. And we're feeling that, the weight a little bit more, and to know that it's okay that we're feeling it, and to be in a space to assess that, sit with it, think about what that means, think about what we really want. Again, that kind of goes to that mindful practice and owning, you know, like being in your journey, and this is where we are right now. And we all need to give ourselves that space, and to really it's having those conversations with ourselves and seeing what we want, what we need, what would fuel us, what would, and if it's rest, like take it.
And as leaders, we need to model that as well, right? We need to not push, go, go, go. We need to take that sabbatical. And that's why I also took it after COVID, because it was okay. It was okay. My audience, sure, maybe they missed me a little bit, but we all survived and I'm better and healthier for it. So it's okay to take a break and be easy on yourself.
Yeah. And I am signed up for that for like the next 2 weeks. I actually just launched these discussions as a podcast this morning. So I've been in the like that go, go, go. And I, like today I woke up and my body was like, we're stopping. Like it begins today. So really honoring that need in ourselves to do that. And like you said, modeling that as leaders, because I think it's so important for us. And this is also comes from travel, seeing ourselves and others and seeing the way other people do things and having that connection, like gives us this permission to act that way ourselves, or gives us that education and awareness and action. And so, I think that modeling and showing up is really important, and something that we need to think about for our kids, for anybody that follows us. If we happen to be in a space where that is what our life looks like, there is a responsibility that comes with that, and it's not always recognized. So thank you for being aware of that, because it's important. For people who are listening and want to learn more, if they want to read the article about sabbaticals or micro adventures, where do they find you?
AdventureAwaits.ca is my website. I'm on Facebook and Instagram as AdventureAwaits.ca, on Twitter as Fam Travel Writer, because AdventureAwaits.ca was too long. And I'm also on LinkedIn. Connect with me on LinkedIn if you're looking for more of that leadership, thought leadership articles, and sharing articles that's happening in terms of the industry and some of that kind of bigger picture industry movement stuff. And if you're looking for more to be impacted from your family and how to make it, you know, a decision or some leadership from your family perspective, then definitely Instagram, Facebook are the place for you.
Yeah, I have been loving seeing what's been on LinkedIn from you and from other people in our community right now. Like, I'm just so excited to see.
It is a very exciting time. It's a very challenging time, but it's a very exciting time for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for having the conversation today and sharing all of this. I look forward to collaborating on this, all of this together in the future, and supporting the work of you and all of our colleagues that are stepping up into this space of travel.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Soul of Travel. I hope you enjoyed the journey. If this sounds like your community, welcome. I'm so happy to connect with you. You can find more about the ways you can be a part of the Soul of Travel and Lotus Sojourn community at www.lotussojourns.com. Here, you can find out more about Soul of Travel and my guest. You can also find the Lotus Sojourns I Guide for Women, as well as my current book, Sojourn, offering an opportunity to explore your heart, mind, and the world through the pages of books specially selected to create a unique journey. You can find me on Facebook at Lotus Sojourns and join our community, the Lotus Sojourns Collective, or follow me on Instagram, either at Lotus Sojourns or Soul of Travel Podcast. Join the Lotus Sojourns mailing list.